Jeffrey Hatcher's Three Viewings is not your typical play. It has three acts, each a monologue from characters carrying on after the death of someone important in their life.
Three very different people dealing with three very different issues, telling very different stories.
Ave Lawyer is the show's director and one of the founding members of On the Verge Productions. Three Viewings includes a funeral director who can't work up the nerve to talk to his secret love, a woman who steals jewelry off of corpses, and a sheltered wife coping with the loss of her husband. The stories are all set in a funeral parlor, which gave Lawyer the perfect opportunity to do some site-specific theater.
We sort of look at Lexington as our stage and think, all right, here's a very interesting theater piece. Now, wouldn't it be more interesting if it was actually performed in a funeral home?
It was too good an opportunity to pass up.
Enter Millward Funeral Directors. The family-run business has been in Lexington since 1825. They are primarily known for their locations on Broadway and Southland Drive, but Millward General Manager Grant Bolt hopes customers will consider their newest facility that opened 6 months ago on Trent Boulevard near Man O' War.
It's wide open spaces, vaulted ceilings. The great room that we're in now, you're talking 40-foot ceilings, skylights, law of natural light. When you go into the reception area or the chapel area, you're talking 16, 18-foot ceilings that are trade, a lot of trim work to it.
Millward wants to use the Man O' War facility to expand its services beyond funerals to things like wedding rehearsals, receptions, and group meetings. Sponsoring the play gives Millward more visibility, and it provides an atmosphere Lawyer was looking for.
The viewings will be in three different parlors, and the audience will move through the space and follow the actors. So it's going to be an unusual experience.
Robbie Morgan plays Mac, the woman who steals jewelry, in Act Two.
When you're in this size of a space with the real furniture and the ambiance of a funeral home, it really does change how you feel about how you're portraying the character, where you get to move, how you get to interact with a space, and how you get to interact with an audience that you know is sitting there remembering the last funeral they went to, trying to forget the last funeral they went to.
I slam down the coffin lid. Let's get this show on the road! I propel Ed Carpilotti into the service room, the coffin cart banging into the door frames. I take the turn on two wheels. My heart is racing.
As actor Adam Lucky moves around the front reception room, audience members are at times only a couple of feet away from him. The clip you heard was from the cast's final dress rehearsal this week. Director Ave Lawyer had to cancel Wednesday's run-through because a real visitation needed the space. Three Viewings opens Friday night, yes, at a funeral home, but one that is trying to be more than just a funeral home. That irony isn't lost on Lawyer.
We didn't want this to be sort of gloomy and dark and morbid and lugubrious. The play is none of those things at all. It's just celebrating people and who they are and how rich we are and how individual we are and what great stories we have.
Three Viewings runs Friday through Sunday at the Millward Man O' War Funeral Home. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Brenna Angel in Lexington.